Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria today. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow for the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia. The annual summit would provide an opportunity to Prime Minister Modi and the Russian President Vladimir Putin to review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit, and the UN. The Russian president will host a private dinner for the prime minister today. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, prime minister will be visiting Austria from 9th to 10th of this month at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. This will be prime minister's first visit to Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria, as well as a high-level business engagement. The Hemant Soren government will seek trust vote in Jharkhand Legislative Assembly today. A special session of the Assembly has been convened today for the purpose. The session is scheduled to begin at 11. Chief Minister Hemant Soren has instructed all JMM MLAs to be present in the House. JMM's allies, Congress, RJD and CPIML, have also instructed their MLAs to be present in the House during the vote of trust. The ruling alliance has support of 646 legislators, which include 27 from JMM, 17 from Congress and one each from RJD and CPIML. On the other hand, 27 MLAs are in opposition, comprising 24 from BJP and 3 from AJSU. 3 MLAs are independent. In Madhya Pradesh, in the brief expansion of the state cabinet today, Governor Mangubhai Patel administered the oath of office in secrecy to Ram Nivas Rawat as a cabinet minister. Now, the state council of ministers has a total of 31 ministers. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and other cabinet members were also present on this occasion. Mr. Rawat is a senior leader of Chambal region and has been elected MLA 6 times from Vijaypur seat. Mr. Rawat resigned from Congress a few months ago and joined BJP. National Testing Agency, NTA, has released answer keys for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate, CUET, UG 2024. The window for students to challenge the answer keys is open till tomorrow. Release of answer keys sets the stage for the announcement of results. The results are expected to be announced within a week. The answer key provides candidates with an approximate idea of their scores and chances of admission to the 261 participating universities. For the first time, CUET-UG was conducted in a hybrid mode. For 15 subjects, the tests were pen-paper-based, while the other 48 subjects were computer-based. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a four-day tour to Odisha, will visit the historic Udayagiri Caves in Bhubaneswar today. Udayagiri Caves are famous for the Hathi Gumpha inscription, which is carved out in Brahmi script. The inscription starts out with Jain Namokar Mantra and highlights various military campaigns undertaken by Kharavela, the great monarch of Kalinga, the ancient name of Odisha. President Murmu will also interact with the students of Bhibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture during her visit. She will also inaugurate the Divine Retreat Center of Brahma Kumaris at Haridamada village near Bhubaneswar and launch the Lifestyle for Sustainability campaign. In France, exit polls in the parliamentary elections predict a hung parliament with a left bloc New Popular Front NFP coalition securing the most seats in the second round. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist ensemble alliance has come in second, while the far-right National Rally, RN, follows in third place. None of the coalitions have enough seats to secure a majority. The exit poll breakdown from multiple media houses shows that the NFP coalition is projected to win between 175 and 205 seats in the National Assembly. And that is the end of this news bulletin.